Here's a case we haven't talked about a whole lot lately. Hasn't been a whole lot of developments on it. Stephen Smith. Stephen Smith, another individual who died in South Carolina's Lowcountry, right around where Alec Murtaugh roamed at one point in time. The Murtaughs roam, I think would be the correct way of saying it. But the connection to Alec Murtaugh has been, you know, kind of a gray area this whole time. Initially, a lot of people really wanting to tie Alec into this. Or his son or someone. But as of now, the evidence isn't really there to do that, but they're unearthing more and more now that they have a grand jury involved and death has been ruled a homicide officially in this stunning turn of events. It dates back all the way to July 2015. Thanks to a connection with the recent Murtaugh murders, Sandy Smith, Stephen's mother, has been relentless in her pursuit of justice for her son, and the recent developments now have shed new light on this long-standing mystery. Eric Bland and Ronnie Richter, the attorneys for her, stepped in to represent her pro bono shortly after they began representing victims of Alec Murtaugh's alleged financial crimes. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, otherwise known as SLED, has initially classified Stephen Smith's death as a hit and run, a conclusion disputed by both Smith and investigators. However, Bland and Richter's involvement now, SLED acknowledges the need to treat Stephen Smith case as a homicide. They really pushed them to do just that. The pivotal moment came when SLED opened an investigation into the Murtaugh murders, specifically Paul and Maggie Murtaugh. That development reignited interest in Stephen Smith's case, suggesting a potential connection between the two cases. Sandy Smith did not hesitate to express her sentiment, stating somebody else had to die to bring attention to her son's case. Alec Murtaugh's recent conviction for the double murders of his wife and son further intertwined the two cases. Bland and Richter extended their pro bono representation to Sandy Smith, recognizing her relentless pursuit of justice, saying this woman is the woman that has fought this battle alone since 2015, screaming as loud as she could with not a lot of people listening. Rumors of Murtaugh's involvement in Stephen Smith's death had circulated since the early days of the investigation. Some claimed that a Murtaugh child had been in the vehicle, while others were alleging that he was involved somehow in Stephen Smith's death. Buster Murtaugh, Alec Murtaugh's oldest son, publicly has denied those rumors, calling them baseless and offering an alibi that he was at their beach house with his mother and brother at the time of Stephen Smith's death. However, SLED's findings have kept the cases connected, prompting further speculation about the evidence uncovered during the murder investigation. Cell phone evidence played a crucial role in Alec Murtaugh's trial, and it is possible that Stephen Smith's phone or tablet found in his front pocket may hold those critical clues. Sandy Smith had previously requested the FBI's assistance in cracking Stephen's phone in 2016, but the case did not progress there. However, they have now done so, but it has taken all these years for them to get into the phone. Sandy Smith's attorneys have confirmed that SLED now possesses all the evidence related to Stephen Smith's case, including his phone and tablet. An investigative grand jury is actively pursuing potential suspects. Sandy Smith remains determined to find answers and justice, announcing a scholarship fund in Stephen's name and offering $30,000 as a reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Other developments in the case have brought a renowned sense of hope to his mother and the investigators involved. An independent investigation led by Dr. Kenny Kinsey and Dr. Michelle Dupree uncovered startling findings, ruling out the initial hit-and-run theory. Instead, they theorized that Stephen had died from a single fatal blow to the head, which occurred on the road where his body was found. According to Dr. Dupree, the injuries can tell us so much about what happened, and in this case, they provided valuable insights. Dr. Kinsey added that whatever hit him was fast and it was large. The discoveries made during this investigation have provided a degree of scientific certainty about what transpired the night of Stephen Smith's death, marking a significant breakthrough in the case that remained unsolved for many, many years. So we'll see where this all leads. You know, there's so much. I think there's a lot of people that want this to go to Murtaugh. Would it make for interesting connections? Without a doubt. But is it truly connected? I think we got to go where the evidence actually points. And there really isn't a lot of solid evidence that points to Murtaugh at all.
But, you know, there's so many people around them who've had some weird deaths. So it's, you know, to me, it's like, well, it's worth looking into.
Sure.
And just to point out, this past weekend, November 25th, there's going to be a new 48 hours on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus called Stephen Smith, A Death in Murdaugh Country. So it looks like a CBS news correspondent is going to be picking apart some of this, and maybe they're going to reveal something that hasn't been released yet, something connecting it to Murdaugh.
If there is something connecting it, I'm all about hearing it. I don't know. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors with this one. I don't know. I just don't feel like there's truly a connection there. I don't know. We'll have to see where it actually goes. But I guess nothing would shock me at this point. Earlier, we learned that Alec Murdaugh, in theory here, could be out of prison in about 22 years. If, and here's how this could play out, and it's very realistic how this could play out. He has settled the financial crimes in all of that. That's all done. Settled it the other day. He's going to be paying about $1,750,000 of money he does not have. So that'll never happen in penalties. And then he has about a 22-year sentence is what it's going to equate out to being at the end of the day. If he gets somehow the murder reversed, if he gets another trial and he's found innocent, Murdaugh will be out in his 70s.
Wow. Wow.
So.
It astounds me that he could actually get out.
Yeah.
You know?
I think a lot of people wanted to believe that that was an impossibility. What is he thinking? Because he was so seemingly unfazed by a lot of this, that what we've seen of him in jail. But I think that's why. I think he knows how his way around the system very, very well. We were looking at all those numbers of like, well, it's possibly 1,000 years in prison for these financial crimes. Yeah, in America, it equates down to about 22 years.
Because, yeah, exactly.
Because that's what we do here. We don't really truly punish the correct people for the correct crimes. So yeah, there's a real possibility that Murdaugh gets back out at some point in time.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I could. I really could. And yeah, he's back in the low country doing his thing and just, you know, it's the story of the man who got away. It's like OJ, you know, in a certain way to a certain extent, but not OJ. So I don't know, there's a lot of weird things with this case. If there is a connection, I'm sure it will come to light. There are too many eyes on it for it to not.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.